We're coming close to the end of this man. Shalecha Prayim is many, even though we wanted to cover, I don't think we have to cover everything. Next week, there's Hashem, we want to talk about a little bit. So, you know, we're going to have to CP of Yeshua. So, I want to try to chaperayim at least kapanim. And one bad, and as we mentioned in the Abdullah, the Psicha to the Vadim, we spoke about the sensuality of Betochen and the Lord Hashem. I mentioned three nekudas. We mentioned that it's the tachlis of kol Torah kula, the Ramakas, the goyim. We spoke about how bitachon is nitzvach for a person to have nuchas hanefesh, a frat, someone who wants to be the reish mishpacha, the one who's the manik, the one who runs the house. And the third nekuda we mentioned, which we're talking about tonight, is nekuda of that our Torah, specifically Torah and mitzvah. The tochen is needed specifically for the kiyum of Torah and for the limit of Torah and the kiyum of mitzvah. Yeah. Should I speak about that a little bit tonight? The card one you mentioned then, first of all, in the tefillah of Abba Rabba, you say, "Avur Abba Yisrael Shabbat Chul V'Cho V'Tolam V'Ein Chukei Chaim." Talk about Klal Yisrael. Avisenu means the Dardea. During the Midbar, we say, why were they Zeichah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught them Chukei Chaim, gave them Torah mitzvahs? Bavur Avisenu Shabbat Chul V'Cho. It was a schar for the Bitochen. Now, for Shteitzik this now, first of all, where is the Makar for that too? You see, for Shteitzik, he brings them on Shabbos. On Shabbos, they have some days in the Sugya. And Torah says, the famous Vaisa, the famous discussion between Stuki and Rovo, he called him Amma Psiza, and he said, no, we're not Psiza, we're not wild, we're Shlemus. And then, Sagina B'Shlemus, this is the way the Stuki asked, he said, it was very wild that you were Machtin, like that Machtin, Telishmir, you promised, you committed to be Mekayim Torah before you knew. It's not logical. And Rabbi said, no, we are walking the Shlemus. This is the Mahalach. Tumas Yisharim Tamchim. Tumas Yisharim Tamchim. The Tmimus of Yisharim will lead them. So Rashi. Salachnu moi betoim leiv. Kederecha oisim yavah. V'samachnu alav shleif. Nenu bedavah shmimu chalanda. There was a certain nekuda betochen, we're going to get back to this Rashi. There was a certain nekuda betochen that was Hagdama to Mantar. So the Shteitzach, this idea, Bavu Avisenu Shabbat Chavuchot, it's not just a schar. The Pshat is, betochen is necessary, is a prerequisite for Torah. Because the whole ability for Torah, the whole mokrim where Torah exists within the world of betochen. The second mokrim we brought for this, the famous Rambam. The Rambam is talking about specifically Limiter, but the Rambam, and the Shemitah Yevil, Perek Gimel, when he talked about Loishevet Levi Bavad, anyone who wants to join Shevet Levi, he's magdir at the Agdara of Shevet Levi, and anyone who wants to join them is someone who separates himself from the worldly ways, and he's parik me'al tzavari al cheshbonos rab. This is bitachon. This is bitachon. We'll get back to that Rambam. Kapatan, this is the nekuda you wanted to concentrate on tonight. How much bitachon, a vichtig bitachon is l'kiyam mitzvahs, and l'limud Torah. Now, throughout the discussion throughout tonight, we'll be talking about those who turn Rasa and Rasa, Avreichim, and Bnei Yeshiva. And it's also Negea, too, even Balalat, Vada, who Kaim Vada, who Kaim all the mitzvahs. And you also have the Kriya Sita Mitzvah. So let's see, let's open up the surgery. Let's first start off how it's Bitochas Negea, the Kiya Mitzvahs, and I'll move over to Limit Torah. Ma'agish, a great sound, Gosha. Bitochin is not just a Chosim, Bitochin is a prerequisite for Torah Mitzvahs. Why? This Chelik Lavon is very Chosim, we couldn't make Chosim. Torah Mitzvahs is not just a nice way of life. They had a lot of different countries and communities, and different sets of laws try to develop. The Heft of Torah, the Tchila and Soif of Torah is Seichel Aliki. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks and the set of the whole Seder HaTer and Seher Kiyam Mitzvahs is something Mechetz is higher than the Darkei Olam. Darkei Olam is the Sichliest Dik of the Adam, the Noishiest Dik way of going to things. But Torah and Mitzvahs is a higher Seder. In the Mela, Kol Gidrei HaMitzvahs, Tachon is the Nidrei Mitzvahs, Me'etzim Kiyam HaMitzvahs require that a person thrusts himself out of the Seder HaTeva. Someone who's well ensconced, someone who is trapped into the Sidri HaTeva, he's not ever going to be able to Mekayim Mitzvahs Kavoy. We're never able to do this. This is Bavur Avi saying, Ushabot Chubuchov Atalam Niku Kechai. Let's examine a few things. It's very basic. Nasha V'nishma. In order to say Nasha V'nishma, Kal Yisroel had to thrust themselves into the Muna. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. They had to thrust themselves in the Muna. Zuki didn't understand that. Zuki came from a total logical, trivious dicker, natural viewpoint. And according to that viewpoint, the Taka doesn't make any sense. Kabbalah Satara and the connection, the Hemshah Kabbalah Satara, the Kol HaDeres. In the world of Teva, everything has to fit. Everything has to be worked out. It's the world of Cheshbonos Rab. You want to do something, you want to set up a mahalach, let's see if it works, if it's compatible, if it could work long term, if it will work on consistency. To thrust yourself into a tzivli that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell you. Kol shekein b'man terah didn't know about it, but even even when you do know about it, kimat always, it causes and demands the mensch to extend himself. Kiyam ha-mitzvah, Kiyam HaTorah, because it's a Seder Eliki. It doesn't say that it's not the way things will run the world. Many things will be Mahalchim, work like will be Mahalchim. Send your kids to a certain school. It's set up with a certain curriculum and program that works with the world, worldly ways. Because the Shabbat whose program doesn't necessarily work exactly with all the worldly ways. It gets in the way, and it, by definition, requires you to extend yourself. Whether it's, let's start with from the point of view of an ish, of a man. Whether it's someone, a businessman who has to daven three tefillos a day. And to state when you daven three tefillos, it means kavach without skipping. How much time it takes him. And probably al pi halacha, he probably has to shut off his phone, his iPhone, and anything that is in the business during the tefillah. And now, from a worldly, logical point of view, could you do that? You put yourself out in tefillah and something that logically you might not necessarily have on a given day any sort of connection to, any sort of want or lesson to do. Tefillah, what about mincha? Mincha is coming smack in the middle of the day. You have to daven the minyan. Tzechi is the daven the minyan. Are you going to be able to do that? The tefillah is you have to extend yourself. And this is all halachas, such a shabbat. Take any akeres bias, any basic lady, ask her. From a logical standpoint of view, is it conducive to run a house on Shabbos, to keeping Hilchos Shabbos? How many Hilchos Shabbos conflict with running a house in a proper, productive way? you know, difficult it is to have cleaning help on Shabbos. Have cleaning help on Shabbos. Those in America, it's very, 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 very used to. Without bending the rules of Amir al-Akum, it conflicts and contrasts in every single which way. Running a kitchen, all Lamates Malachas, how complicated it is. Boirer, Teichin, Bishul, Shia, every last prat to run up Yalacha gets in the way of running things in a conducive, constructive way that runs like a clock. Yom Meshubid Halacha. And what about a business itself? What about Hilchas Gezel? What about Hilchas Ribis? Hilchas Oino? Someone, a businessman who wants to run his business totally glatt, 1,000% of Yalacha. There's a clash, Kaseder, with the logical and strategical way to run a business and Halacha. Where do you get the strength to do it? So the answer is, you don't have the strength to do it. You don't. You need Bitochen. Bitochen. We've seen the whole man Bitochen dead. There's a Seder in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a Seder of the world of Teva. The Seder of Oilem Kimin Hagin Noyeg. The Seder of the world of Oilem Kimin Hagin Noyeg. That's the world that the Tzeduki lived in. That's the world that most human beings live in. And then there's a higher Seder, that's from Malami Derech HaTeva, that's the world of Hashgacha Pratis. That's the world of Hashgacha Pratis. Mitzvahs and Shmiras Halacha exist in that realm. Someone who doesn't have the ability to extend themselves to a world which is not trapped to the chukim of Oilem Kimin Hagin Noyeg. Chukim means, the chayt means a wall, chayt means a statue. It runs, it stops, that's it. The buck stops there. If you're trapped by all the rules of Oilem Kimin Hagin Noyeg, so mitzvahs are not going to be available to you on a constant basis. You're going to bend here halacha, you're going to bend here halacha. Someone who's meshubid, I have friends who halacha, it's a brick wall, they don't. It could be a $1 million business deal, and there's nothing to talk about if it's not glatt. Where does that come from? The answer is, you need to be thrust yourself to learn B'tochen. You can't live in the regular world and feel comfortable and feel secure. And I mean, how am I going to keep up with everyone else? I'm going to keep up the competition. How am I going to bechalal? How am I going to run a happy house on Shabbos? How am I going to run a happy house on Shabbos? When I'm trying to do all these things that are so difficult, so complicated, from a regular standpoint of view of a productive, normal way to run a house, how am I going to do that? The answer is one thing, B'tochen. That's the Rashi job. Back to the Rashi job. Rashi says, in Kalal Yisroel, Pashas Mount Torah, when they said Masav and Nishma, they were asked to take a leap. They were asked to take a leap, and what was the leap? Samach and Olav Shalei Tenenu B'davar Shalei Nuhalam. This is the Kalal Gova. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzav us in the Torah, and the Torah demands us, Keseder, to extend ourselves to another system, a system that doesn't run exactly 1,000% in a logical standpoint, in a standpoint where everything is set up exactly the way we know that it's secure and stable, in the way that we're in control of things. If we're stuck to that world, then we have no hope. And hope to keep Torah in the right way. The Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, obviously, we have the ability to thrust ourselves into the Mahalach of Kima Mitzvah. Ayde Yetzer says, no, you can't do it. You can't do it on a standpoint. It has to be. Hashem gave me this mitzvah. Kinir it. It wasn't a one-time thing. It was happenstance. By Mikra HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechayven to take that one leap. No. This leap, thrust into the Olam HaBetochen, was required because this is going to be Torah Mitzvah Sefedek. For eternity, Arayim Mazeh, Klal Yisrael, is demanded, is required, is tested by halacha. Whether it's halacha sneers in running internet the proper way, and you have to be mavater on so many things that, from a logical point of view, sometimes are profitable, lucrative in business, and in stam in yonei olam they're pashut comfortable, they make sense, and halacha gets in your way. It's pashut annoying. Anyone knows they have a filter. It's annoying like anything. Messes things up. Yeah, this is the world of Torah. How am I going to do it? How am I going to... You're stuck in the logical world. You're stuck in the world of element and element. How are you going to do it? Something called the Tachin, the Lion of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rashi says. The Lion of Kadosh Baruch Hu, they felt the security. They felt the security because they know they're going to be taken care of. They thrust themselves into that world of Torah and Mitzvah. This is the world of Kiyum Mitzvahs, which requires the Tachin. We spoke about Bais and Kloli Mitzvahs again. For example, there are specific mitzvahs which specifically we start and end with bitachon. Gemara Beitza says, The Gemara says there are certain things that we come to spending. Who knows? When you come from a logical, strategical point, from the item of Cheshbon Yisrael, everything has to be a Cheshbon. If it doesn't make sense according to the current bank account, you can't spend it. Nothing more akumt, Shabbos, Yom Tov, and paying for your children's Torah, beyond Cheshbon. Come here of Shabbos, I'm used to your regular Cheshbon during the week. I know myself, talking about my own experience, I'm a very big Cheshbon person, extremely Cheshbon. And it's a tremendous was and at the end of that, still with certain clashes, a certain strain on my kirchas hanefesh when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov. And I've worked on it, and it becomes halach. Shabbos and Yom Tov is different halach. You know? Something is extraordinary. Shabbos and Shabbos, no cheshbon. Seventh Tanakh and the Talmud cheshbon. The same thing is true, and the same thing is true for Talmud Torah for your children, finding the right yeshiva, getting the right. Sometimes the tutor or the chavrusa, anything that can better the Torah, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. How do you do that? How do you just change gears? How do you change gears when everything is supposed to be cheshbon? And the logical point of that is cheshbon. It's the spooky sign. What are you doing? A wild act. The answer is betachit. The answer is you need that. We need, every person needs a basis. Talk about this. Hold on. One person needs to be sturdy. The shaila is, where are you planted? You plant in the Olam Kimnag and Oyed, and you plant in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some Chu'alav, that was the one on Shabbos, two months of Sharm Tanchim, that led them, the Tmimus, and the Sayyid HaKadosh, Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha. This is a requirement for Torah, for Shmiya Torah Semitzvah, and Tam, a good Malkim Simon, and the Talami did this, Avoyda, Takin HaYitzah Shabbos, HaYitzah Siyantus, it's us for his children, the Talmud Torah of his children. So Malcolm, we could see, we're holding a little bit in the secret of the Bechlau. This is a cloud God. If somebody wants to be someone who is the kind mixes and halacha, specifically, the Shlemus, it's not possible without Bitochen. It's not possible without Bitochen. It starts and ends with Bitochen. Let's move over now to Limud Torah. Limud Torah, for the same reason, the Etzem starts and ends with Bitochen. Even more so, if a mitzvah, if mitzvahs are Devar Hashem, a tzivui of Hashem, Torah is machshavas Hashem aleihem. Torah is called kulei. Lina Torah is called kulei, entering a zone where it's totally mufka from the mahalach of Seder Atiri. So in the Kehelis, it says, Torah is l'malo min Hashemish. Tachas Hashemish is oylem min hagenoye. Torah and the mahalach of Torah are called kulei. It's chila v'atzoi. On the halach of a race in the Teva, that's the Rambam we mentioned. And Be'etzim starts from the Parsha of Mon. The Parsha of Mon, Agav, a few years to become very big into saying as a school of Parsha of Mon, the mind of Be'etzim, Allah has brought down the Mishul Gugos, brought down the Mishul Mishul Chanarach, the Manal of Tor Shulchan Aruch. That's B'tochen. Mon is a school for Pinos. But that's an idea that Parshas Mon is something that's Lederis, Mufurish and Psukim. Furish and Psukim in Beshalach. That. The idea of the Mon. Moshe told us, Chavik Bogot told Moshe. Moshe, Kazayim on the base, and Moshe said, Adavar Shetiv Hashem, Lo Yoim, Menu. The Mishmeres is the Eretz Eichem. He told Moshe to take Sluchis, and keep them on with the Rasechem. We'll see in a second what exactly this Nakuda was. Ablamam Yilus Alecha. Mon is not a one time thing. It was supposed to be a message in the Darus. What's the message of Mon Darus? So, the Pasuk previously, let's get back to that, actually, within that Pasuk, but the beginning of the Parsha of Mon state, that's a Zion Pasuk. Dawid, Ayyim Hashem al Moshe, Nimamti Lachem Lechem in Hashemai, Yotza on the Loch to Dvar Yoim be Yoim. You're going to go collect it. Leman Anasenu Hayelich Pitzerosin Lot. Says, the matter of the Mon was to give us Nisoyim for Klal Yisrael. Are they going to go in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah or not? What does it mean Hayelich Pitzerosin Lot? There's a few shorter. Rashi says Pitzerosin means the Torah of the Mon. There are certain mitzvahs that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, they govern the Mon. Not to leave over, Kulei, each one. The common mitzvah, that was the mitzvah, to see they're going to keep the mitzvahs of the month. It's Rashi's pshat. Ramban says, I gave it to Rashi, saying a little differently than he's saying in Chinese, but from what he says, the question is, are they going to go into the Torah B'tochen? Are they going to continue in their allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the month? The month, you will align to HaKadosh Baruch Hu day in and day out. There's no refrigerator, there's nothing kept in the fridge. You couldn't leave over for the next day. You were totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no your own consistent base of something you could rely on that you have what to live on. You were totally on Shulchan Rachmana. They were totally on. They were leaving me Shulchan Rachmana. The Ramban says this was a new Nisayan. It was a new Nisayan to see if they could continue to follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Ramban. And the Klei Yoker, he says, the third shot, Klei Yoker says, Ayat Lepes Elasi means Torah. It means Limud HaTorah. Because Limud HaTorah requires specifically Bitachon. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm giving you money that's going to test you and bring you to a new level of Bitachon, new level of reliance, of being Yashlich Al Hashem, throwing yourself on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The man, Hayelech in Torah, to see if you're going to be able to learn Torah because this is going to bring to Limud Torah. And this is what's needed for Limud Torah. And then it's, Mefurash Chazal say, "Loimitnu Torah lo'yichloi hamon." What does that mean? What does Chazal mean? It was a coincidence that it happened to be the Malach of the Mon. The Mon was dafka because of Kadosh Baruch, because they had no other food during the Midbar. Kadosh Baruch made Mon. That's a pashup shot. But why was the Kadosh Baruch mazmin that way? The dafka, the dirt day, has to have it that way. The answer is a message. This is the way the Torah works. Torah only works the way for Mon. Torah works. Someone who, in a certain belief, is not limiter, works on someone who abandoning a certain way, the regular way, the regular mahalchim of being reliant on the Sidri HaTeva. You rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Rambam, this is Sheva Levi. When I get back to the Sheva Levi, but this is a message, the Dere Dere, we go back to the Rashi before, in the previous Pasuk we mentioned, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Hashem told Moshe. Moshe said, "Take Amaloi Oimer and Mishmeret to Deretechem. When you with Alechem Shechalti from the Midbar Hitiyasem Meretz and Tzemach Rashi, the Mishmeret to Gniza, save it away, stash it away with Deretechem. Be Yemei Yom Yo, Kishi Hayyim Yom Yo Moichi Cham Lama. Ein Atem Oiskim B'Tur. Ein Oimim Naniach Melachteinu V'Nasei B'Tur Meichem B'Sparin. You have to know this. It remains with Deretechem." There will forever be a clash between learning Torah basmada and making parnasa. Making parnasa doesn't only mean making a little bit, it means being substantiated financially. There will always be a clash, and it's not an accident. This clash is not an accident. It's bechetza. So there's Baruch Hu set it up the way because that's the mahus of Torah. Torah is called Kulei Eloki, which is higher. And Torah will always be, will always have the shaila. And Niach Machtainu Venasek B'Torah Meichem Esparnit. So the Shabbat said, I have the Mon. There's a message of the Mon. Hoitzi Lehem Tzitzenes Mon. Yimiyo took out the Tzitzenes Mon. Omer Lehem. Atem Ru'u Dvar Hashem. Shimunoy Lehem Ela Ru'u. It means he showed them the Mon. Zen Esparnit Su'av Yiseichem. Harbi Shluchim Yeshu Lamochem Leheichon. Lahochin Mazim Yireyo. There's a message. You don't know what Sheva Levi is about. Sheva Levi is about that. You rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a higher Seder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of you. Now we have to understand this. Well, first we'll start that someone who's Sheva Levi, then we'll get maybe to someone who's a Balabas, someone who's Isik Pishu Shalayla. Someone with Shevet Levi, the chefter of Shevet Levi, the chefter of a Yingaman, a Talmud Chacham, a Ben Torah, a Ben Yeshiva, when he sits down to learn what he is doing best, and he's announcing, I'm entering this zone where the center point of my life, to the Kudat and the cause of my life, is to understand better the Hashem, to understand better the Rajabot, to understand better the Mishnah Brura, the Ramchal, the Sfas Emes, the Tor, the Beis Yosef, the Shach, Taz, the Sivis, Ksois, the Veger, Goyim, the Nochem, the Bosher, whatever you're trying to understand better, Gemara, Rashi, any point of Torah, your own Pshat, Yanki, your own, you understand better what your own Avona. But everyone's Avona is in Divine Hashem. That requires that a person is removed from the world of Olam Kimenagei Noyeg. The world of Olam Kimenagei Noyeg, you have to understand this. It's not only happenstance, not only momentarily they're involved in trying to make ends meet. The Nekuda Sachayim in the world of Olam Kimenagei, the center point is to make our lives more comfortable in this world, to be set up. That's the center point. Everything is about understanding better this world, understanding better to substantiate yourself in this world. It's a clash, it's an 18-wheeler collision between Torah and the Seder HaTeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bedafka made it that the way that you need to do that is enter another zone. So it's not by accident that when someone is learning, those who are learning your whole life, or even during the years that you go live, some of the light who know they're going to go to work, but they take away, take apart, they take 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years to go and be Chelik of Shevet Levi. During those years, there's no accident at a certain point, there's a certain friction that you feel of how am I going to make ends meet? How am I going to take care of things? The friction between Limud Torah is not only Parnassah. Parnassah Avad is one big Nekuda, but it's the cloud. So many things that a regular person can always take care of, worldly issues, that another person has so much time. Someone who's Kaveh HaTorah, he has to do a big fear. This is nefashis and understanding Limud Torah. In the MS, I have issues a little with this many times in the life that I hear in the Chabura. It's something they don't understand, they and the wives don't understand well enough. The years that you're in, you're learning Torah. You're not only coming to learn your Deus, you're coming to be part of Shevet Levi. You're coming to taste that way of life, that world, with centrality of your life. Yes, you cannot take off for a Seder unless it's an emergency, but you can't be home for every plumber, and you can't be home for taking care of every single other Seder, Sidur, every single other orderly thing that has to be taken the other down. But that's for somebody who's not Terasa Yamnasi. But someone who's Terasa Yamnasi, you're not only missing the hour, you're not only missing that other thing, you're missing the chifts of what it means to be Terasa Yamnasi. You have every phone call, but you have to take care of every other worldly issue. So it's a problem that you're not sent. You're not part of Shevet Levi. What is Shevet Levi? What's the Rambam says? Nachum will see the Rambam. Rambam says Shmita Yevi. Lo Shevet Levi Bavad. Ela Kol Ish VeIsh VeKol Bay Olam. Ashenod Varuchay Yosay. VeHevinoi Madoi. He understands how to understand. Mitaratzmi. We bodel to separate himself. Lamoy b'fnei Hashem l'shorso yul avdoi l'deya es Hashem. This is what I mean. He's center of his life. That's his definition. That's his title right now. He's a person who is right now being oisik in lamoy b'fnei Hashem l'shorso yul avdoi. It's his whole mahus. So what does he have to do? B'holach yosher k'meishas noa l'kim. He goes in the ashes. Polik parak me'al tzavori ochez b'nei sarabim asher b'kshu b'nei oidim. What does it mean? The Cheshbonus of Rabbim is the Shprach of Olam Kimenagei Noyeg. That's the way it should be. It's not even Irish kind Be'etzem. Someone who lives in that world, that's what he has to be doing. It's dealing with setting up, making sure everything is set up in the most conducive way, in the most probable, strategic way. The Chetzah of someone who's Shevet Levi, he's covering in a world that's not his focus right now. Can't be his focus. It's a totally side point. This person I raised in his Kaddish Kedoshim. It's all about Talmud. We discussed that a person's kaveh and the hug of a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need this betochen. Someone who thrusts himself into Shevet Levi, which means he's dovuk to tear in a way where he's not, his central focus is not taking care of dafka all the worldly affairs. He, on the side, he takes care of his time. So Kadosh Baruch Hu bad the bad, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of him. Kadosh Baruch Hu sets him up because Kadosh Baruch Hu says Hashem Tzilcha, if you're going to be married to me in the Mahalas from the Alad Derech HaTev, I'm also going to be married to you in the Mahalas from the Alad Derech HaTev. In the Etzim, this is the Mishnah. The famous Mishnah, in Ovis, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hei. The Chutni Ben HaKanoim, Kana Makabel Olam Ol Tera. Aviru in Mimenu, Ol Malchus, Ol Derech HaTev. Kala Perek in Mimenu, Ol Tera. Ol Malchus, Ol Derech HaTev. Kala Godot. There's certain in the light, certain time of the Chum, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of them. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets it up, they're able to go with the doctor's appointments, with their wives, they're not done. At night, they're able to go take care of the area, the bills on the side. Other people take care of it for them. In Yoni Parnasa, the cousin, this one calls, this one helps out. This one, what's it calling him? This Mishnah. Called the Kabbalah of Old Torah, Mavim, and then all the other shit. The fortune say, what are the two things? All derech eretz is parnasa, all malchus is all the affairs, all the different the taxes of the world of kol ha'olam and ha'olam. That's all taken care of. Bureaucracy. Both things that totally in kamu kabbalah and altar. And the Rav Shachaim says, shadal, he says, there's many madrigas, there's many levels of what it means to mekabel upon yourself. All derech eretz, all Torah. There's many madrigas. According to the measure that you're in the Kabbalah all of Old Torah, Malach Old Torah, but Oysa Nida Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mazin and Menah Old Melech Hasol Berachet. This is a huge Yisoid. Not the time for me to marry him. This is a mamash, a major Yisoid. Anyone who's spending time learning as a younger man, you know, it's Israel or in America, wherever he is, is a major Yisoid. You have to realize you just can't do everything. I've spoken that many times. Again, to go to Simchas, to go to different things. Some reason people think that they can develop awesome. They want to learn and want to do everything else. I'm asking, you could do that, but you're not in Sheva Levi. You're not Sheva Levi. You totally missed out the Sheva Levi experience. Somebody who is learning, it's a sacrifice. I know, yes, you're definitely sacrificing and doing and being everywhere you want to be. From the standpoint of Olam Kibbutz Noyegu, you're set up, you're well ensconced, you're set up in a way that you're doing exactly in a way that's comfortable for you. Avada, that's not the place to be. It's not to be tavua, to be kavoy yourself a shevet levi. But that's shevet levi. We bought them. We shared that. That's all about part of called the kabbal of old term living America. But liyaneinu asugir asman. This noisy. We're not talking about that. We're talking about pitochen. It's not possible to really be mekabel yourself old term without pitochen. How? How could a man go in the morning and say he has a no thing from the Uriah and he has this and he has that? The Shver is starting to press on him about Torah, about I'm making a parnosa. People are starting to, how could he say, okay, I'm shutting everything out of my mind, I'm throwing myself into the sugya. I'm throwing myself into the might say the Mishnah Berurah. How could he do that? The answer is only the Kachem, we're discussing the whole man. In the world of logic, you can't do that. There's thousands of Cheshbonos around that are coming to you. You need to hold on to another bedrock, another level of certainty, another world of certainty. Another source of certainty, and that's the talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. You throw yourself into a different system. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu promises, He's Mavirim Alecha. Promise, Taftacha. Mavirim Alecha, O Malchus, O Melecher. Lashon the Rambam. He's Maspik you, Davar Maspik, Hashem, Hu Nach Rosa. This is Nageya, to Shevet Levi, and there's also Bider Anpin again to Balabas, who's Kadosh Baruch Hu. A balabas who's created, and I hope every balabas knows that Avad is the fashion that he has to have a clear season. It's not shaykh to be a yid. It's not shaykh to be a proper yid with having a certain clear season. Part of the tzuah is a yid. Avad, the more, the better. Clear season return, that time of the day of clear season return, you have to realize in a certain way, I don't know if it's entirely with the one day, but in a certain way, at that time, it's clear season, shame and energy. Kriyas Itim L'Torah, if you look at Mashin Shabbos on an Aleph, it's like this. Kriyas Itim L'Torah is pshat is that from my time that I have set aside for learning, whatever it is, everyone has to set the time. Shavuot brings kedua. It's an hour, it's a 2 hours, it's a night, day, an afternoon, whatever it is. But the pshat is during those times, it's a mufka from the other. This is the flash of the news. The we're talking about tonight. It's not a side point. You're not the avada holding a phone call, holding a certain connection, talking to a guy who's returning a call. Of course, it gets into the way of your chavus the shas because it takes away minutes. It's not only the kudus. It's a different system. It's a different shprach. You don't realize that when you enter that world and you taste that, you can't. You go back to more. Of course, those thoughts are going on to you. But Torah is seichel alakhi. Torah is a world where you can't. Someone who is focused, who in the part of his mind, the recesses of his mind, are he is dying to understand the stock market, or who he's raising in his business. He's handling all the million and a half things that are on his mind. That's not the mahalach of Torah. That's not the mahalach of a person who is gone to Torah. You can't be. It's a steal. It's a clash. Kviyas Yidden with Torah requires. That time, Kabbalah's altar. It requires. He's not like a Sheikh Levi. He's not a person right now who is his Iker title, who he is a person who is totally separated. He's definitely related to the Jewish world. But for during those times, it's nefashis. For a balabas, that's off limits. It's to shut the phone, no phone, nothing. These times, Kedesh Kadoshim. Even if you need to take care of the house, they have to know. That's part of the old Malchus. That's why this is my time, this is our time. And this is totally in how qualitative your Torah is going to be. Yes, there's many times that you complain, they start losing it, they lose the Cheshire, it's because their Torah periods are not qualitative, that's why. They're not qualitative enough. They don't have, for that time, the old Torah. If you're not in the Kabbalah yourself, the old Torah, of course, then the learning is not going to go the proper way. That's what Torah is. Torah is somebody at that point, he's living, he's constantly to understand Dvar Hashem. It requires a certain focus. It's sorry, the Quran Merkaz, that you're dear. I want to leave my panosa. That's the Sugi Mishtabas. You make your status, you have your hours, this time you put aside. This time you put aside for your Asik and Torah. This is what we spoke about tonight. Bavur Avi Singh, you should both who are the land of the Chayyim. Torah starts. Was not an initial. It wasn't just happenstance. It wasn't a mikra. But they needed the leap, the tumma sishan tanke. Yes, you might think to yourself, so I was going to tell you, how can I just take off just 2 hours and start away and close shop? Because there's well who is going to help you. Yes, he's a man that makes his whole life, doesn't make his whole life to tear. A balabas is always going to show is not, but those hours. You've got to be Lima the Terrorist, the same Nakuda. Lima the Terrorist starts and ends with an exit out of the Yana Yoram. Exit out of the Yoram of Oyram Kidnaz Nadari. This is the Nakuda we wanted to speak about tonight. Sugi's Terrorist Misses. The Tochen is a prerequisite for Terrorist Misses. It starts with Nashua Nishma, two Nashua Sharon Tanke. When you do that, it's called Makabal of Old Terror. Abu Nadal Malach Nadakar. You need be Tochen. You get the Kabbalah's altar, or Kabbalah inside, like there's well who knows, there's well who feels, you feel secure in your heart, you feel nervous, you feel reliant, like there's well who can take care of me. I'm only going to gain from the mitzvahs, like you spoke about at the beginning of the Vav, from the Torah, then like there's well who, Hashem who nachalosai, who gave our life.